Hey, everybody. This is your girl, TIA, along with
Missy.
And this is What's Up Next, What You Got? Yes, and our topic for today is body shaming. Is it learned behavior or can it be unlearned?
Can it be?
We're going to talk about it.
That's right. Let's talk about it.
Along with music and much, much more here on What's Up Next, What You Got. So, Misa girl, how you been?
Man, I've been chilling like a villain. Enjoying this weather. Yes. Spring has kicked in. The pollen is really pollening.
It's very much so pollening.
That ain't even a word, but you know.
Girl, you know we have to make up our own words. But yes, the weather, the spring is, you know, coming on in a little bit. It was a little cool today, but.
Yeah, it was manageable.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah. So, for me, I would have to say, I'm glad, you know, springtime is coming in because now you can put them sweaters up, put them boots up. I know everybody likes their boots now. Don't get it wrong. I know we like our boots.
Oh, I'm rocking them boots now.
We know we like our boots. But it's getting about that time to hang them boots up.
Okay.
And, you know, put them jackets back in the closet. But, you know, people still.
Hey, some of them need them boots the way them toes be looking.
Time to pull the sandals out. You know what I'm saying? Got to pull the sandals out. All the little cute sandals, little sundresses and things like that. Because I'm definitely going to pull mine out.
Mine already on deck.
Right. That part.
Oh, yes. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah.
So, y'all, thank you for tuning in today with me and my girl, Missy. And we're going to start the show off with Doe, When I Pray.
Carrying all of the world on my shoulders, and it's getting too heavy for me. And y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through. Struggles, they last, and as time passed, it's been one thing after the other. Oh, I don't always know the right way. No, I don't always know what to say. But all I know is something happens when I pray. I know I can get through when I pray. I know I can reach you when I call your name. You're never too busy for me. You're never too busy for me. When I found myself at the end of the road, looking forward and I see a fork in the road. Hell if I know which way to go. I feel so alone, life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened when I I know you will never leave me dry. It's not in your nature to turn away. When the humble pray, when I cry, I know you will never leave me empty. It's not in your nature to turn away from the humble. Too busy for me when I'm
Something definitely happens when we talk to God and go to Him with all our needs. So, our topic for today, body shaming. Is it learned behavior or can it be unlearned? What is your take on it?
I believe it's learned behavior because, in a sense, if you want to look at it where you have the younger children, you know, when they're small. Mm-hmm. And you notice you have like some of the heavyweight, you know, children that are a little chunkier than others.
Right.
When they're, let's say, 1 years old, two, three, and then you hear, and you even see it on social media now. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep it in this era because we're able to see a lot of the cyberbullying and,
right.
you know, a lot of the shaming going on. Whereas, you know, you see a lot of the comments about the little children, you know, it's like, oh, well, why are you feeding them so much? You know, you'll see those kind of comments
right.
or you'll see, you know, no, you need to get them into the pediatrician, you know, and they need to do this and they need, oh, they must got a fat gene or, you know, or something like that.
Right.
So it's learned behavior. It's because that's stuff that they're putting into these children. And
right.
the children are already, you know, even if they have a form of confidence at that age, because they're young, so they're
right.
they're tender, they're pure at that time. But as they get older, they're gonna start to see that you have the slim fits, you have the, you know, the more in shapes, you know, because that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing all the weight loss, and you're seeing all the fitness, healthy, and all
right.
these different things everywhere. So then you're gonna start to see them say, "Oh well, I have too many rolls." My neck is fat, you know, different things. And then you have some mothers who and fathers who say, oh, well, you're fat. You're too big. Stop eating.
But you tell your kid, some of the parents tell their kids that, but at the same time, you feeding them.
That's true.
You feeding them. You giving them the food. And then you want to turn around and say, oh, they're fat, this and that. And that's not right.
Well, you know, that really comes from the parent not being happy within themselves, having somebody to attack. Because mm-hmm. are you really going to go to your homegirl or your homeboy and say, oh, you know, attack them in that way? No.
Right.
So what other person are you going to go to that can't defend themselves? Your own children.
And that's very sad. I feel like that is a really sad situation because, say, for instance, your child does have a problem with their weight and you go around and you're saying, telling other people, oh, they don't do nothing but eat this and that and that and that. But what have you done to have your child to that state where they just don't want to do nothing but eat? What did you do to them? Or what has somebody else
right.
done to them? Because you never know. A lot of the times, just say for instance with the show that comes on, the 600 pound life.
Right.
A lot of those people that have gotten to that point where they're so big to a lot of the times they can't breathe, they can't walk, they can't do this, they can't do that. But a lot of people don't know what happened to those people when they were younger. What they had to go through.
A lot of it is a lot of trauma, you know,
right.
it's a lot of trauma, whether it stems from molestations, whether it stems from, some sort of a rape or some sort of, you know, bullying or
mm-hmm.
some sort of, you know, so you turn to food, but that's not everybody's situation.
Right.
Some people have genetic
mm-hmm.
type issues. Some people have health issues and conditions
mm-hmm.
that cause them. It could be medication.
Right.
It could be a hormone imbalance. There's so many different things that is a factor, and it's not always food.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand.
Right.
You know, I never battled weight at all mm-hmm. in my whole entire life mm-hmm. until the last past 8.5, 9 years. Mm-hmm. That's when I was diagnosed with my thyroid cancer.
Right, right.
And that was something that I was very shocked about because I didn't even know it ran in my family. And that's another thing for another time right. To discuss. But, you know, I had no idea about that. And when it came up, I was like, oh, my God, I got thyroid problems. Mm-hmm. You know, so my weight just went up so enormously. I mean, it was crazy. And I never fought weight until now. Like I said, in the past eight and a half to 9 years. But I never had that issue. So, you know, and most people would look at you and think it's food. It's not food.
Right. A lot of the times it's not food.
Because I'm well disciplined when it comes down to eating. I'm very well disciplined. I don't eat unhealthy.
Right.
You know, I don't even have to eat, to be frank with you.
Right.
But when you think about a hormone imbalance or where your body's not getting, you know, enough. And then after the thyroidectomy that I had and, mm-hmm. you know, so many various different things, it caused my body to just go into a whole nother different state.
Right.
Of doing whatever it chose to do, which was to pack on the weight.
Right.
And when it packed on the weight, it's easy to put on, but it's hard to get off.
Right.
But me, I have tough skin. So I could care less if somebody was to say something to me out of line. I've never had anybody say anything to my knowledge.
Right.
But, you know, if I did, I mean, you know, I got hands, so it don't even matter.
Wouldn't even care. That's just like with me, like at my heaviest, I was almost 300 pounds at my heaviest. And this was over maybe 15 years ago.
Wow. And I would have never known that.
At my heaviest, I was almost 300 pounds. But even at that, I had all the confidence in the world and still do. I don't care. I'm going to be me. So we're going to take a little small break and we'll be right back with more here on What's Up Next? What You Got?
I heard there is this new app called TBOU 24/7 Radio where the music makes you want to move and groove. So go download it. Go visit Google Play Store, TBOU 24/7 Radio app. Now get it today.
And that's right. Make sure you go and download TBOU 24/7 Radio music app. That's Google Play Store and Apple Play Store. Support, support, support the brand of us. So we have a new song by Mr. Samuel Rosario featuring Tim Johnson. This is Will Not Be Completed.
Hallelujah. As it is written in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the good work you started in me will not be completed until you receive me in glory. And as it's written in the book of Psalms, 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So let us praise the Lord. I am.
I am a work in progress.
Oh,
I am
fearful and wonderfully made.
The good work.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I am.
I am. I am. I am. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You go and work with me.
The good work.
The good works. Started in me, Lord.
Will not.
Will not.
Will not
be completed.
Will not.
Will not be completed.
Will not.
Will not be completed.
Till received.
Till received in glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That was Samuel Rosario featuring Tim Johnson, Will Not Be Completed. And me and my girl Misi are talking about today, body shaming. Is it learned behavior or can it be unlearned? Okay, we've already stated that it's learned behavior because, like you said, why would people just go around and be like, oh, she's so fat. She this and she that. Well, why are you saying she's so fat? She this and she that. What's going on with you?
Exactly. And a lot of times it's the people who are, I won't even say, but a lot of times it's a person who is not up to par themselves that always have something to say about a person who, you know, is either trying to get themselves together. And, you know, like I said, it's something that is taught. Mm-hmm. Everything we experience is something that's been taught. You've right. got it from somewhere.
Right. That's just like, say, for instance, if you and somebody else is going to the gym and y'all go to the gym faithfully. But then and you working out, you looking good. Both of y'all looking good. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, something will be said like, oh, somebody will come and squeeze your fat meat and be like, oh, you need to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get rid of this. What you talking about? I'm in the gym. So what do you mean?
Exactly. And that's the thing. You're trying. You're putting in the effort for you. It's not for the other people.
Right.
It's not for anybody else. It's all about you and what you feel about yourself.
Right.
Some people don't want to be a size 2. Some people don't want to be a size 5 or 6. You know, some people are comfortable at a size 14 or
right.
12 or
Me.
13. Yeah, some people are comfortable at that size.
Right.
Some people are even comfortable at a size 16.
Right.
Some are comfortable at 18. Whatever size. You got some of these women out here, shoot, they confident rocking they size, they double digits, you know, of 22, 24,
that's right.
26, 28.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know nothing about those sizes, but, you know, at the end of the day,
right.
those, I mean, and I see them sisters looking good.
You better know.
They looking good.
They know how to put it together, honey.
And the fact that when you say that they look good, you always have somebody on the back end that say, well, it's all right and good that they look good, but they're not healthy.
Uh-huh.
Who are you to say they're not healthy?
Right.
They may very well be more healthier than you. You
mm-hmm.
don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that.
Right. You're exactly right.
So the body shaming, it goes to the mental and the emotional distress and pressure of another individual. We are so comfortable with hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
In any way, form, or shape that we can, we're so comfortable. And we're doing it with children. We're doing it with teenagers. We're doing it with adults. We're doing it with elderly people. And it seemed like nobody wants to even look at it for what it is.
Right.
It's a problem.
It's a very big problem.
It is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because my thing is this, if I give you the confidence to, you know, be confident where you are, that's going to give you the motivation to say, oh, well, let me get up and let me get to that, you know, down one size.
Right.
Or two sizes.
Right.
You think you shaming me is going to make me want to get there? No, it's
no.
not.
No.
It's not.
It's not.
But then people say, oh, well, but you should use that as fuel. No, listen, we need to stop the foolishness.
Really do need to stop that because that's not the way to go by even if you were trying to help a person, don't go, like I said, don't go, okay, if you know, like, just like I said, as far as being, going to the gym, this person is going to the gym faithfully.
Yeah.
Every day, faithfully to the gym. No, they're not seeing the results they want to see at the time, but that doesn't mean that those results are not coming. Because it's not easy to get weight off.
No, it's
especially
not.
Especially for a woman.
No, it's not. Because we as women, we battle so much. Because you got to remember now, we battle against our hormone imbalance. Mm-hmm. And our hormones in women, especially when we're getting close to menopause. And right now, with the way things are going, a lot of women are facing menopause earlier than what the actual age used to be.
Right.
So you're fighting so many different factors of imbalances within your body that even though, and some people can work out every day and still don't see no change. Uh-huh. The weight scale still don't move. Mm-hmm. So now you're discouraged.
Right.
Sometimes it could be a deficiency. It could be a vitamin deficiency.
Right.
You know, so there's so many different things. I mean, I've learned myself just within my own journey, and everybody's journey is different. And I try to tell people, you know, stop getting on these bandwagon challenges on TikTok and Snapchat and all these different things, you know, people are finding on social media. You have to learn your body, because specifically your body will tell you what you need to do.
Right.
And I know specifically for mine, I have to drink the amount of water that goes for my particular body weight.
Right.
I can't just do eight ounce glasses of water. That don't work for my body.
Right. Right.
And I debunked that anyway. You know what I'm saying? Out anyhow. I mean, come on now. You take some, I mean, really think about it. You take a 400 pound person. Do you think a 400 pound person, I mean, eight ounce glasses, really? Come on now. They need a whole lot more water than that.
That comes with people walk around here being selfish, you know. People just don't got nothing better to do with their time but body shame.
Shame,
people.
That's right.
So we're going to take another break. This is Justin Timberlake with Selfish.
They saw what I saw. They would fall the way I felt, but they don't know what you want. And baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? I ain't never letting you go. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. For my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it now. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane,
you cannot be explained. You must be an angel. Owner of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. You're the owner of my heart and all my scars. Baby, you've got such a hold on me. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for momentum, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame, oh baby, you could bring you. Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. You must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, you could bring you. Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel.
Jealous. And just like that, that was Justin Timberlake with Selfish. And we are back, me and my girl Missy, here on What's Up Next, What You Got? And we are talking about body shaming. Is it learned behavior and can it be unlearned? So let's talk a little bit about can it be unlearned.
Oh, yeah, my dear sister, it can, you know, because, you know, I mean, you have to come to a place within yourself that you have to be confident where you are, no matter where you stand. You have to look at yourself in that mirror and make that mirror be the benefit to you. You have to look at yourself and you have to tell yourself every day, the great I am. You know, I use them I am affirmations.
Right.
I am a stickler for those. And you have to tell yourself that you are beautiful, that you are loved. And also, you can also use those affirmations to be able to get yourself to your goals. You know, if you feel like, you know, that, you know, your body is not where you want to, whether there's some scarring, right, burns, or, you know, different things that you have to deal with, or, you know, that you have to cope with in life to get through, you know, so you can use those great, you know, affirmations to just be like, hey, I love me. And as long as I love me, and trust me, if you tell yourself that enough, you're going to believe it.
That's why I say, even at my heaviest, I still love me.
Yeah.
298 pounds at my heaviest. And right now I'm at 194.
And see, you a good one, because girl, I ain't telling mine. I ain't telling my weight.
But yeah, but some people say I look smaller than what I am.
And do.
But that ain't what the scale say. But yes, I feel like, you know, it could be unlearned too. Because like you said, if you get up every day and look in the mirror, even if you have to write it down, place it on that mirror.
That's right.
Let that be an affirmation for you to keep going, keep moving. Keep striving. If it is, you can't do nothing but get up and walk from your bedroom door to the kitchen.
That's true.
That's all you can do. Get up and walk from that bedroom door to the kitchen.
That's
right.
And
then it'll get easier and easier. Your next step is from that bedroom to the end of your carport.
That's right. Just start off small. Mm-hmm. Everything is small baby steps. Start off small. And another thing, I know for me, when I tell you, sister, honey, when I was smaller, I didn't like myself. And I was small. Mm-hmm. Okay, but people didn't know that. You know, people would always say, oh, you got a bomb body. Mm-hmm. Oh, your body this, you know. So no matter what people would tell me, I didn't feel it. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel it. I didn't believe it. Even down to the, oh, you're such a beautiful person. Oh, you're so gorgeous. Oh, you're so pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, one lady came up, the DoorDash girl came the other day, and she came up on my porch and she looked at me. I was sitting outside and she looked up. She said, oh, you pretty. And I just looked at her. I said, oh, where I be? I said, well, thank you. You gorgeous yourself. And, you know, and then, you know, and we went on. But it shocked me because, like I said, I just wasn't. in that way to even receive it. But even if I was, anything that a person say is, it just don't resonate, because again, I don't see, and this is what people fail to realize, what you put in a person, they may not see what you put there.
Right.
So just think about what you're putting in that person, and they see if what you're saying that's positive, and look at the effect of what negative have on a person.
Right.
So we got to be very, very careful when we're body shaming people, whether it be that they was in a car accident and they got bruises or scars or something, you know, or stretch marks or whatever the case may be. We need to be mindful about what we're doing,
right?
Because we're all good looking people.
Right.
In our own right. We all can stand to change and fix something in our own right. So we need to get it together, but we got to work on us, man. Each individual has to work on us.
Most definitely have to work on us. And it starts with you. It starts with you as a person. Like I said, like now, yeah, you guys, guess who's trying to chime in with us, you guys?
Who chiming?
Nobody but that DeJavian. So let's see what DeJavian
Let's see what DeJavian got going on.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, I can't hear you, DeJavian.
Hold on, I'm listening to the show. Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I've listened to your show. I talk about like body shaming and everything. And I was out there riding my bike. But I like what Missy has said.
You are very low.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Come up just a little bit, DeJavian.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. We're hearing you, but it's just a little bit faint.
You're a little low. Can barely hear you. How about let's do this? We're going to take a little short commercial break, and then maybe we'll get you back on the line.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. This is Raven Smith with Dream Come True.
Love. I could not wait for this day. Ooh. You are so good to me, and you love me so unselfishly. The way you hold me tight in your arms late at night, keep me warm in this cold, cold world. You show me something different that I thought never existed. Love. Make me whole. I know it's real. I give you me. You give me you. You are my
dream come true.
My protector, my provider. You're the one I can confide in. I will love you and respect you, my everything. I feel free, I can breathe. I found someone to rescue me. I know that you love me for me, and I love you for you. Together we can weather the storm, and I welcome you. We with open arms. I promise to give my best to you as we say our vows and say I do. Love, you give me hope, you make me whole. I know it's real. I give you
me.
You give me room. You are my dream come true.
Raven Smith with Dream Come True. Now let's see if we can get DeJavian back on the line. DeJavian, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
We can hear you good now. Yeah.
Okay. You know what else? Well, I heard Misha talk about body shame and everything else about it, about the negativity what people say or put into each other, man or woman. Also, there's people out there may see something suitable and have a goal intent in mind to help them unlock their potential and encourage them into you know, just to go forward the next step that they may feel like they can't. And it's just that sometimes we need that as men and women to help us get the next level, despite on how we look or how we shape or whether we big, small, slim, muscular, athletic, whatever. We still need that, you know, that positive encouragement that we can also love ourselves and keep pushing forward rather than other people. They may not feel that way.
Right. You're true. That's true. And even with people that are smaller, like a lot of them want to gain weight.
That is true.
So you have to, you know, think about that too. Like a lot of people don't like themselves small, so they want to be thick. So they'll go and they'll pack on them pounds because that's what they want to. What they want to feel like, you know, and sometimes they do it for other people, for love. You know, people will pack on them pounds for love. If that person, you know, feels like they want somebody that's on the heavier side,
that's true. Go
and they'll pick up them pounds. And then you have people out there that truly love people, regardless of their size.
That's true.
Whether you're big or you're small, they love you, you know, regardless. So they have, okay.
We're the one that want to pick up their size and stuff like that. I think most of them want to have the more pushing for the cushion. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, and some people want to be small to a so they can floss in between, if you know what I mean. It's a simple fact, though. Again, you got to love the person that you're with, whether big or small, because I've seen some big women's boy could do some things better than a small woman. So you'll be surprised. And I've seen some skinny men that do some things better than a big man. So, but really, it boils down to, again, you know, we do need encouragement and tell each other that, hey, I love you for who you are. But if you want to lose weight, don't lose weight for me, or don't lose weight for the other person or anybody else. Lose weight for you if you want to. But there are people out there have health issues too.
Exactly. And that's what we were touching on earlier. Is about, mm-hmm. you know, health issues health being a factor as well. That's right. So, you know, so many different factors and reason behind it. So, you know, we really have to be mindful on how we, you know, combat this thing and how we call ourselves supporting. You know, there's a way that you can do it and not be negative. There's a way you can do it. And like you said, be encouraging, you know, to another person and not shame them, not tell a person that they're big or they're fat or they need mm-hmm. to stop eating, or when you see them eating, you're making noises as they're eating. You know what I mean? You're shaming them. You're mocking mm-hmm. them, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what goes on. You know, these are things that people face constantly, you know, and my heart goes out to anybody who is dealing with this to that particular extreme.
Right.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Gaines. I just called to check on y'all and everything else. And,
we appreciate you, DeJ. You know,
thanks for chiming in.
Great, keep up the good work.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. So, you guys, that was the DeJ. You know, he had to put his little two cents in with what we got going on today, talking about body shaming. Is it learned behavior, or can it be unlearned?
Yes.
So we're going to go and play another song. This is PJ Morton, The Better Benediction.
All right, we're going home. Everybody on this show. You know, just wanted you to take this with you.
Don't get better.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it, leave it alone, cause it will get better. Hope you'll believe it by the end of the song. It will get better. You've been fighting for way too long. You gotta keep on, keep on. Just add on to the story. It will get better. Oh, hang on in there. Just hang on in there.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna need a little help. Cardi, come here, man.
I'm gonna help you right here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know it looks hard right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But God will make a way somehow. Oh, Lord. Don't give up, my friend.
Don't give up.
Stay strong till the end. No matter what you're going through, God will work it out for you.
Better, 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 better
better. Tim Robbins, come talk.
You're not alone, you just gotta be strong. And hear me,
yeah.
Hang on, and it won't be long. It's gonna get
better.
Hey, girl, mama, don't you cry. It's gotta get
better.
It's gonna wipe your weeping eyes. It's gotta get
better.
Oh, I'm so glad it don't last
so
long. It's gonna get
better.
Oh, oh. You just wait and see. No need worrying. You might as well leave it alone.
Music City, come on,
baby. I know your baby crying. But just keep on, keep on, keep on trying.
Better.
For God's promises are yes and amen.
Better.
Yeah,
better.
He is not a man that he should lie.
Better.
Better.
I hope you believe it.
That was PJ Morton, The Better Benediction. I like that song right there. That's one of my favorite songs.
I like it too.
You gotta awesome. Believe it will get better.
Because it will.
It always will. That's why when you have people out there body shaming people, I mean, it might not get better for them because you out there body shaming people, but you better know for the ones that you're body shaming, it's going to get better for them.
Oh, it's going to get a heck of a lot better because let me tell you something. And it's not going to get better for the person who's doing it now. Because let me tell you something. Because that karmatic cycle ain't nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about it, you can say what you will or may, but you better learn to do unto people as you want to be done unto you.
That's
you
right.
Better learn it. You better learn it. You better feel it. You better breathe it.
Right.
Because like I say, folks out here, we getting it together.
Mm-hmm.
We out here getting it together.
You better get together.
Because look, they got all kind of products out here. Some of these people with the scars, you know, they got the scars and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, on their face or blemishes and all
yeah,
sorts
put
of stuff.
That stuff on there.
What's
clear
that,
Miss Nettle? Clear right on up.
Prime example, Miss Nettle. What's Miss Nettle? You know Miss Nettle.
Face so smooth now.
Look, listen. You see what I'm talking about? You see how many people kept saying she looked like something up the popsicle or Bob Bill Cosby or something somebody was saying. I said, well, why they messing with Miss Netta like that? Miss Netta face. Miss Netta face now. But let me tell you something. The world of what these makeup products can do. Listen.
Did you see that picture of Charles and Miss Netta?
Honey.
Miss Netta had all that makeup on, baby.
Miss Netta, I ain't trying to be funny, but Miss Netta was over there looking all right with her little lashes. She had her little lashes and her little lip alive. As I caught her little lip alive was up on them lips and everything. And she ain't had them glasses on. And she was just a little.
That makeup, but they did.
Honey, that makeup artist did that in it. Keep talking about folks.
Keep on body shaming.
Yeah, keep talking about folks. Because that's a prime right. example of who be getting body shamed on social media. And I don't like it.
Right.
Because Charles, exactly. your lunch is ready, honey.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right. Miss Netta, keep doing your thing, baby. Keep doing your thing.
That's right. Listen, I hope y'all have enjoyed the show tonight with me and my girl Misa here on What's Up Next, What You Got? And you know we always say we got to bring the things to the light that people have put on the back burner. And we're going to continue to do that. And y'all just continue to tune in to What's Up Next, What You Got with me and my girl, Misa.
Yeah,
that is
tune in, y'all.
Each and every other Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in. And don't forget about The Brand of Us. And that is every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. And then your girl, TIA, on the Mix It Up Sunday. That's every other first and second Sunday of the month.
which will be from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
And don't forget, during the week, TBOU on the couch. Y'all, we got some good stuff coming.
All right now.
Y'all get ready. And that's from 6:30 to 7. Thank y'all so much, so much for all the love and the support that y'all give to the brand of us. We really appreciate it. And like I said, we're going to continue to bring the love, continue to bring the peace, and we're going to continue to talk about all this juicy tea.
That's right. That's right.
So what you want to say to the people, Lisa?
Hey, we love y'all. I'm going to tell you something. Share, please. Share. Let people know we out here. That's what we want. We need all the love, the support, and everything. And again, if you got any questions, any type of responses back, hey, respond to us. Call in. Click these buttons.
That's
we want to hear from you. Okay.
That's right. And what you can do, you can go to thebrandofus@gmail.com. That is thebrandofus@gmail.com and leave your comments.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you guys.
And we love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Wherever you get your music, check out Liz D, keeping it 100, putting the ladies to bed, and staying certified.
Liz D, homie. Okay. I keep it 100, man. Yeah.
I keep it 100, yeah, with a song. 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 I keep it 100. I keep it 100.
Liz, who I be, best believe I'm on. Decline, they be talking, G status on. Don't even gotta say it, reputation real strong. You know me, I ain't the type to even play around. My reputation speak for itself, ain't got to say it. My G pass speak for itself, go anywhere. I show them what the business, you know this game on well. That's why I throw my black flag up anywhere. See, I ain't tripping, dog, and yeah, I'm cool too. Decline, they be talking until that thing shoot. You already know it to get caught and let loose. That's when them clowns, they be out here represent the phone. He clowns out here misrepresenting on his phone. I said it's just my time, let me go and grab this microphone. Put my microphone to beat and then it's on. I keep it 100 till the day I'm gonna be gone.
I keep it 100, yeah, every song. 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 I keep it 100, I keep it 100.
I ain't like most MCs, they lie up on this mic. They lying about this, they lying about scratch. No, I ain't been shot, so I ain't got no scratch. Run them song on the reason why them boys got scratch. They say the song is hot, I called it dynamite. They say they want it again, tell the DJ bring it back. Now what they talking about, you know I'm staying right. You say you coming to spend more, so I'ma stay right. No, I keep it 100 on every song. I try to keep it 100 everywhere. I try to keep it 100, even to these bros. Song get mad at me because I'm too real. They say I'm too G, they say I'm too drill. I keep it 100, all I know is real. Now what they talking about, you know this game for real. And I'ma keep it 100 on this battlefield.
I keep it 100, yeah, on every song. 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 I keep it 100.
100. I keep it 100. I try to stay calm. I try to stay cool. I try to stay collected. I try to stay smooth. I try to stay away. Franny hating bars. Decline, they be talking. But they ain't making noise. See, if you make me mad, I'm gonna make some noise. I'm talking about explosives. TNT, boom. Best believe what I say. Come to your region of doom. Call us the Justin Lee. Deadly soldier, we the rulers. Decline, they be talking. Man, this game for Shula. You can say what you want. Chopper hit your manula. I'm telling game manula. You know this game is stula. And best believe we got ammunition the size of rulers. Now what they talking about? You know this game will fool ya. You say that boy look innocent. Don't let this face fool ya. I try to tell these clowns. And best believe I do ya. I keep it 100 when I say cause I do ya. I keep it 100, yeah, on every song. 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 I keep it 100, I keep it 100.
They are worldwide and listen to TBOU 24 settimi radio.
The Three of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
It's electric!
Let it rock!
Shibidoobie!
We'll be right back.